From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Employment in Colorado is expected to continue growing in 2016, with jobs being added in almost every business sector. The strongest areas include professional and business services, construction, and healthcare. University of Colorado Boulder's Leeds School of Business economist Richard Wobuchan says one surprising growth sector will be tourism.
Even though it's not one of the top three job generators, it's definitely in the category of generating jobs. I think an additional 9,000. It's coming off a very strong year. The last 10-year run, we've attracted a lot more out-of-state visitors into the state.
Overall, Wobuchan expects to see job growth statewide of 2.5%, with about 65,000 jobs to be added next year. Colorado's Board of Education has unanimously selected former Arizona state lawmaker and the former head of Wyoming schools to replace Robert Hammond, who retired in June. Richard Crandall will start his new job on January 19th. And Colorado's minimum wage has risen slightly to $8.31 per hour. That's an 8-cent increase over last year's and more than a dollar higher than the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. The pay rate for tipped employees is also rising 8 cents an hour to $5.29. Colorado is one of 15 states where minimum wage is automatically adjusted for inflation. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.